We continue on with our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight. Final opportunity to talk to the head coaches here in 2025 before the holiday break is upon us. We're joined now by Joe Smith, Tigers voice coach. Appreciate the time from him as always. It is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, after the loss to JCN, back-to-back wins. Let's go back to Friday at McLouth, 69-54. Let's start there. Big bounce back win after the loss to JCN.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, after the JCN game, we, you know, we watched film. We broke some stuff down, and none of it was X's and O's, basketball stuff. It was, I mean, just all body language and team stuff. And, you know, with a new group of guys, I think I said last week, I didn't think that we'd look like a team. So I showed them some clips of just, you know, the energy that we were putting out and, you know, not being encouraging. After the first quarter of the JCN game, we were up 5, I believe. And, you know, walking to the bench, you know, their guys were energetic and high-fiving and, you know, doing all those little things that, you know, that their team should do. You know, and we walked to the bench and we looked like we were down 20 already. So, you know, these last couple of weeks, you know, obviously we've been working on stuff in practice, but, you know, I've really been harping on just, you know, doing the things that, that teams do, you know, huddling up at dead balls and encouraging a teammate and, you know, always, you know, trying to give some positivity to guys, and it's been paying off for us here lately.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's funny you say that, and maybe not so funny, shouldn't have maybe said it like that, but is it much harder or harder as a coach, you know, more to coach the little things like that more so than the X's and the O's?
Absolutely. And I, you know, me and my assistants talk all the time and I tell them, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to get into coaching and be coaching, be coaches and, you know, head coaches specifically. And I think a lot of people do look at coaching as a, you know, oh, I can, you know, run these plays and do all of this stuff. And I think that that's, you know, part of that is the smallest part of the job that we do is the actual basketball stuff. You know, a lot of it is, I joke all the time and say, like, I'm a coach, I'm a therapist, I'm a, you know, I'm a little bit of everything because, I mean, you're dealing with so much and, you know, guys are, I mean, teenagers at the end of the day. So, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, 14, 15, 16-year-olds that, you know, they have a lot going on and they're trying to figure it out individually and together and, you know, trying to please a lot of people. So, you know, it can be tough, but, the, you know, the X's and O's is the smallest part of what we do, I think.
Yeah, and you built on the McLouth win Tuesday night. You open up league play in the Big East with a road win at Royal Valley, 53-33. So you guys were able to pick up kind of where you left off. Great defensive effort, obviously, you know, on the road at Royal Valley. But again, a 20-point win to open up Big East league play, obviously a nice way to start that league competition.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And like you said, defensively is, you know, what we've been preaching, you know, what we've been working on. And, you know, that showed big time last night. They had three single-digit quarters. We held Royal Valley to. I think they scored 13 points in the fourth quarter, but you know, they didn't score double digits in the first three quarters. And guys were active and engaged, and you know, it looked like what any coach would want to see on the defensive end of the ball. And you know, offensively, when we executed, you know, we were able to get some good looks and you know, finish some plays out. And if we would, you know, finishing around the rim a little bit better is something that we need to work on. But, you know, overall, a great effort from our guys.
Yeah, and you guys got a quick turnaround Thursday night at Nemaha Central, number 7-ranked team in the 3A class this week and off to a 4-1 start. They beat Valley Heights earlier this week. Tough way to close things out here in 2025. What's kind of the expectations for this matchup on Thursday night?
To just keep building, you know, keep building and keep improving and getting better and keep being, you know, good teammates. And I think Nemaha will be a great test for us to kind of, you know, show us where we are and kind of give us a kind of a baseline of some things that we need to, you know, work on and clean up over break. And I think that this is a, you know, a great way to, you know, end off the break, and if we can come out of here with a dub, that'd be great.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate the time. Christmas right around the corner. I'll ask you this. Was there one gift, you know, growing up as a kid that you got that you're always going to remember, you know, your reaction? You know, for me, it was Stretch Armstrong. I got a Stretch Armstrong doll, and still to this day, I remember my reaction to getting that, like, so vividly. Was there one specific gift that you got growing up that still stands out as maybe, like, your favorite gift of all time?
I'm going to have to say I do remember the first pair of Jordans that I got.
I begged
for them. And, you know, my folks were always on, like, why would we spend, you know, $150 on one pair of shoes if we can get you three pair of shoes for $150? So I, you know, I begged and begged and begged and got told no for years and, you know, finally got a pair for Christmas. So I do remember. I remember that very vividly.
Very nice. Do you still have them?
I do not, but oh. I got quite a collection at this point.
Oh,
They started a trend for me.
Heck yeah, that's awesome stuff. That's Joe Smith, Jeff West Boys basketball coach. Again, they're playing some good ball right now. Back-to-back wins against McLouth and Royal Valley. They'll close out the 25 portion of the schedule Thursday night at Nemaha Central. Coach, thanks again. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays to you.